After netting 23.18% on IHER test systems, the $1,000 challenge is hereby above $2,000, currently sitting at $2,103.55. So we mark the very first double in the challenge where I try to grow $1,000 as fast as I can. And if we go 2 weeks back, I said I want to go into IHER test systems. I thought I would see an upside to $18, $17, $18, $19 somewhere. And as promised, I bought IHER on the Monday. I was able to get IHER for $15.01. And it's been an upturn in IHER since, not so much last week, but still continued upwards. On Thursday, IHER hit $19.09 high, but then fell a little bit back and was cut by stop loss at $18.49, giving 23.18% for a two-week trade into IHER. So IHER is sold. Which stock will I go into this week? I will let you know shortly. By the end of the podcast, you will hear exactly which stock I plan to do next trade in. You're listening to the StockInvest.us podcast, Trading Tips with Jim, and for the next 15-20 minutes, we'll not make it a long podcast this week. I'll just tell you what I think about the markets in the week ahead of us, and as I just said, at the end of the podcast, you will get to the $1,000 challenge. This week, there will be some quarter results coming up, but as I said last week, we are getting to the end of the quarter season, but still, some major companies will come this week. And it will be tomorrow with Walmart and Home, the pool will come. And some eyes are really looking into these numbers because inflation is not going away. As you might remember, the last inflation numbers were higher than expected. And Walmart and Home, the pool will tell something how the consumer react to these numbers. So that will be tomorrow for Tuesday. On Wednesday might be the biggest one of them all, because on Wednesday after market close, NVIDIA will release their quarter results. You can expect huge movements in NVIDIA leading up to the quarter results, meaning the days Tuesday and Wednesday. And for sure, I would assume there will be huge movements the day after. You just have to place your bet on the direction that you think things will go. Will NVIDIA, like many other companies, surprise the analytics and be above expectations? Will they be on expectations or below expectations? If you are able to get that one correct, you could be in for some serious money. On Wednesday, also Rio will release their quarter results. For Thursday, it will be Intuit. And Friday will be Warner Bros. So this is more or less the quarter week ahead of us, and then we are more or less at the very end. Personally, I think that both Tuesday and Wednesday will be able to change the market, because if Walmart and Home Depot will come in on the low, they might actually come in on a very good end, but listen to what the CEO will say about the future and how they read the numbers. This is the most important thing for Wall Street and Walmart and Home Depot. So if these expectations are lowered, it could start already to affect the market, and of course NVIDIA will set course. Being as big as they are, will set course for how Nasdaq will end the week. And Nasdaq ended the week down 1.34% last week to 15,776 points. Dow Jones, not so bad week at all, ending down only 0.11% for Dow Jones. Last week was a few things, and all of them were mentioned in the week. As I told you, I am currently reducing my portions in the stock market. I've been doing so for the last 2 weeks. I will continue this week to scale down. The reason for this is manifold. There is many reasons why I do it, but the main reason is that I see the risk is currently too high. And 5 years of doing this podcast, this is the fifth season of this podcast. You heard me do this many times. When Nasdaq last time was up at 16,000 points, I more or less got totally out of the market. Rebought when it was back at 10,500, and currently doing the same. Now, Nasdaq may go all the way to 20,000. There is no reason why it shouldn't, because markets decide. At the same time, we are getting at the upper levels of many things. As I described 2 weeks ago, we are at the upper level, and small corrections should be anticipated, and maybe even more so. One of the things that I like to look at is the buy and the sell signals, and the buy and the sell signals across all the stocks that we analyze says that currently there is 40% buy signals, so it's quite optimistic markets worldwide. Nasdaq up at 38, New York Stock Exchange at 42. This is at the upper level. While London is at 35, Frankfurt at 36, Tokyo at 42. China, as you might know, had vacation, New Year's vacation for more than a week. Now, all of these numbers are in the upper range, and usually two things may happen. Either markets go just even faster, or they take a correction down. You just have to place your bets to what you believe will be the correct from these two. There is nothing indicating a sideways market, by the way. So expect huge volatility, expect markets to move much faster up and down. You will have these days 2% up, 2% down, etc. As we move forthcoming, but what will be the end result when we look 1 month ahead of time? And I believe that to be markets being lower than where they currently are. And if we go to the chart and we have a look at the Nasdaq chart, we can see that markets has been falling a little bit down after being up at 16,000 points. Currently sitting on still relative high strength index. The RSI index is still very high, indicating that it can go further down. From a technical point of view, I would argue that it's likely that the markets will go down to, Nasdaq in this case, will go down to around 15,000 points, 15,000, 15,200 before it might turn up. The general trend, however, is very good. It's in a strong, nice, rising upwards trend, and that may just as I said, continue. My judgments is based on different things, and these things are things like the quarter season is over, there's no more general push, and as I explained some podcasts back, and I've been warning you all the time, inflation is not going away, it will remain very high. And I expect more of these fundamental bad numbers come in, and economy should weaken. Of course, you can continue to print up money as US do and the EU do, just keep printing money, but that bubble will burst sometime, and it will burst very, very hard. One way to offset these things is, of course, to let inflation be much higher than what you want. Money, of course, they go to those who have enough from before and to fund wars, it seems, because that is the one topic that's been the main agenda for almost, I would say, even since Biden took presidency. It was obvious that wars would come. It's just about the politics and the way they argue. And war industry is a very good place to be. If markets head down, expect war-related stocks to do better than the rest of the stocks. That's my prediction, and you can hold me accountable for it if I'm wrong. But if markets take a dive, I'm pretty sure that if we go to Lockheed, we go to many of these producing ammunition, especially the ammunition producers, you will see that their stock prices will remain or do better than most other stocks. They should fall if market fall hard, they should fall as well, but they will not fall as much as everything else. On top of this, they will continue to pay heavy dividends. Now, for the week ahead, as I said, I believe that markets should struggle a bit. Oil, which we like to follow, is up at $79. We'll probably soon break $80. So oil and energy is, of course, good places to be. But we mentioned this many, many times. Gold been struggling to get above $2,100. As you know, I'm very well invested into gold, bought into gold when gold was $1,600, and see gold going up to $2,500. The reason why gold is at a standstill is because interest rates remain high, and expectations for interest rates to remain high due to inflation is now more stronger than in a long time. And money will go where they get the safest return, and currently that is in the bank. So, as situation is, do not expect gold to move very, very fast. Personally, I think that it will just float between 2,000 and 2,100 for some more time until we start to see more direction. The two things that will push gold is, of course, if more aggression around the world escalates, Taiwan, which still remains somewhat calm, but Middle East, if that continue to escalate, and any day we can see, for instance, Iran take more parts in the conflict, and that will escalate the situation. If that happens, you should expect gold to go up, and of course oil as well. Or if inflation again gets under control, then gold should continue upwards. If inflation gets up to really high levels, do not expect gold to go as fast as it can, even fall a little bit back, until everyone realizes that the US debt soon is uncontrollable. Because when that happens and everyone realizes that this has to be dealt with, gold should again be renewed. My target for 2,500 for the gold, guys, behind the target that I had for some time now, still remains. I believe gold is a good place, safe place to be. And the 10-year treasury yield, measuring what people believe the interest rates will go, has increased just like predicted, up, currently sitting at 4.29, up 2.56% last week, and I just believe it will continue upwards. We are not done with inflation. We are not done with high interest rates for a long, long time. First, when officials admit that the economy is not like it, what it looks like, there is a lot of things hidden behind the numbers. Take, for instance, the job numbers. If you realize how many people is outside the workforce and got out from the workforce since 2020, you understand that the 3.7% is just a number. It's much more worse things behind. And when buying power salaries go up, it doesn't apply for everyone, and it's still below inflation, meaning that the buying power is going down. And that is some of the reasons why you should watch out for the Walmart and the Home Depot numbers. Because when people suddenly start to tighten the belt and consumer confidence drops heavily, it should affect the market very hard. At least those stocks were exposed for consumers, which most are. I think that wraps up. We are 30 minutes into the podcast. I promised not a long podcast this week. It's presidential day today in the United States. Some markets are closed but will be open tomorrow. And tomorrow morning I will buy one new stock in the $1,000 challenge. As I told you, we just passed $2,000. We are up at $2,103.55. Again, I will go for high risk. Let's just rewind back to the beginning of this. I think it was September, October. I cannot remember exactly when I started the $1,000 challenge after switching from the very, very successful portfolio running for years. Wanted to do renew a little bit and start a portfolio that most of you could follow if you wanted. So that portfolio has been in and out of few stocks, been some losses just like you should expect, but we managed to control this with stop losses. And then we hit a few major runners like we expected to do, and that has brought us up in the first double. But like I said back then, I will be very, very risky till I reach a certain size. Then I will start to split into more stocks to reduce the risk. Because one thing is just playing a high risk all the time. The chances of success is as follow. If markets are in an uptrend, doing high risk can pay off, for sure have better odds than paying in a downturn market. And you heard me in the very opening of this podcast say that I expect markets to have a reaction down. So very soon you will see me split out into more stocks. The other thing is also that it is easier to gain average success with more stocks than just one stock. It's simply because if you do the wrong mistake, it cuts very, very hard on portfolio. With two stocks, we can go into two different sectors, be lucky in one, and hopefully not really bad in the other, so we still remain good growth. So that is the plan. If I'm able to continue to do what I'm currently doing, no guarantees for that. We will soon split out into more stocks, but this week will be one stock only. And before doing the podcast, I was checking stocks up and down, pages up and down, doing all the things that I like to look at, the lower relative strength indexes, the trend changes, the Bollinger band squeezes, but had a hard time to find the stocks. I found one stock which I really wanted. I was thinking at least for 5 minutes before deciding, was iRobot. Now this stock will have quarter results soon. It's been hammered after losing an Amazon deal. So I was thinking this, and from the looks of it, was a stock which I think can do very, very, very well. But it is not as easy to trade and it has low volume. So I decided, well, I will stay out of it for this portfolio. I will trade stocks that most of you will be able to follow. Now, that being said, keep an eye. I don't say it's come with extremely high risk, but I will not be surprised if iRobot, I think it's IRBT, ticker IRBT, will do good. Quarter results is either by end of this week or early next week sometime. But very interesting case there. Everything against it, but sometimes that's where you want to place your bet. And last week, as I told you, I would stay in IR systems, and for the new listeners, that and that the upside in IR was limited, so I gave the advice of EV, NIO, etc. Very happy to see that XPEV and NIO all did 5 to 10% last week, so that was correct. Let's be happy when we are correct. But this week, we will try one stock that was hammered just some a week back, and I think it will do a rebound. Now, explain the rebounds before I release the name of the company. A rebound is just a stock that falls very hard and you expect it to bounce up. It doesn't say that it will go back to growth. It doesn't say that it will go back to rising trends or anything. It's just having a huge fall, which is, and in this case, by me, considered to be overreaction. You can measure this by different tools. Extremely low RSE, for instance, is oversold. But I think when I think a stock is having an overreaction, either it's up or down, and in this case it's down, but we will buy, I believe the stock to go up 1/3 or 2/3 of the previous fall. And looking around, trying to find a stock which I think can do somewhat good if markets go against us, not to fall too hard, still having the upside, I ended up with SNAP, S-N-A-P, or Snapchat, as many of you knows by the name. So I will go into Snapchat tomorrow when markets open. Usually I do not have time to follow stock market all day, so usually I'm around 9:30 9:40, half an hour, 45 minutes after markets open. I go in because usually, statistically, that is a good place to buy. Unless I, for some reason, watch the market and I see the trend of the stock, because then you can get a little extra leverage finding the sweet spot. And the sweet spot is very simple. If the stock opens very high, usually it will have a reaction back, so you wait for the reaction back before you buy. If the stock starts opening and starts falling, you will wait till you see the first bottom where the stock reacts up. Should find the top, then it will fall down. If that next bottom is higher than the previous, then it's the time where I go in. Otherwise, I just wait till I have one top higher than the previous top, then I will be in to the stock. So that is the $1,000 challenge for this week. I will invest $2,100. We will see exactly how much it will be. It has to do with the number of shares, etc. into Snap and see if I can be able to do what I think might be a fair chance, 10% plus in Snap during the week. I'll post the buy on the YouTube video as I usually do, post when I buy, at which level I bought. Hopefully it will be a good trade. Remains to see. 21 minutes, I do not see any reason why to prolong it. I had a good week and was able to do some metal detecting, found a few things, but nothing very important. I hope for US, for US listeners, that you will have a nice presidential day and that you will be ready for the markets when they open tomorrow, because I think we are heading for a tougher week with a lot of more volatility. I also hope that you will be back next week when I will tell you how the trade went and what will be the next. Until then, just have a super week. Bye.
Welcome to StockInvest.us Stock Analysis. We remind you that trading involves a high risk of losing money and that you should speak with a financial advisor before buying or selling any securities. You should not base your investment decision upon StockInvest.us. By using the information, you agree and are held liable for your own investment decisions.